Welcome to Oryx Radio's My Health Journey podcast. You will now be listening to our health promotion program, where we focus on health-related topics. So sit back, relax, and listen to what we have to share.
My name is Amira, and I am a young reporter at Oryx Radio. Oryx Radio has a series of podcasts focusing on children's rights in hospitals. These are things that we deserve to have when we are admitted at hospital. For today's edition, we will be looking at rights to dignity and respect, with a special focus on bullying. A number of child and young reporters will be chatting about their experiences with bullying, especially relating to the conditions. And they will be giving us advice about how to deal with bullies and why bullying is wrong. Dr. John Joe Dawson Squibb, clinical psychologist at the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at UCT, will also be giving us some information about bullying. Before we get into the stories of bullying, let's talk about what dignity, respect and bullying means.
Hi, I'm Muji, and I'm a burn survivor and also a past patient of Red Cross Children's Hospital. So we're recording from Oryx Radio at the Children's Hospital, where they're busy with construction, so you might hear a bit of drilling and grinding in the background, so please excuse that. To me, dignity and respect is treating everybody the same. So, like, don't let people feel left out because of their outer appearance, or maybe you know a bit of their background, so now you pick on that, you see. So, like, everyone should be treated equally.
My name is Zora Isaacs. I am 12 years old and I am a tracky patient at Red Cross Hospital. Respect is when you respect other people's property. Like, when they have stuff, you can't come and just take it. Or when someone else is speaking, you wait till they're done. Everyone should be respected because we all, especially in our own way, and we're not all the same, so, like, I can't judge you, so it's your right for me to respect you if I think you're a nice person.
Hi, everybody. My name is Lila Davies. I'm 10 years old, and I'm an anti-bullying activist. Respect is more showing somebody that you look up to them and you respect them by trusting what they say and knowing what they mean and not being rude or anything like that. I think it's an important right to respect because it's really nice to know somebody respects who you are and what you say. And I think that children should live after that by respecting others. I would define bullying as somebody else being rude to somebody for something that they do.
My name is Masuko. I'm 17 years old and I'm a patient here in Red Cross Hospital. Well, there's a lot of type of bullying, but for me, bullying is when you, for example, is when you tease someone, but it's not as a friendly tease, you know, harmful way or in a mean way where that person finds it very hurtful, and also like social networking bullying where you take a picture of someone else unappropriated and post it on the internet. That's also bullying.
Hello, my name is Osama. I'm a patient at the Red Cross Hospital. Bullying is if someone disrespects you, like hitting you or physically or mentally. They don't give you your space. They will come in your comfort zone and they'll take you out of it and make you feel very uncomfortable.
My name is John Joe. I'm a psychologist. I work at the Red Cross Children's Hospital. And today I'll be talking about bullying and the importance of dignity and respect. Dignity is about seeing the value of the other person and seeing that they're important and that what they want and what they need are important things. And I think everyone needs dignity and respect as a result. Everyone is valuable. So bullying is going to be aggressive behavior. And it's aggressive behavior that happens more than once. So there's lots of different types of bullying. So you can get verbal bullying. That's when somebody teases you or calls you nasty names or says mean things about you. But then there's also physical bullying. So that's going to be when people push you or trip you or spit at you, nasty things like that. But there can also be social bullying. So that's when people say they don't want to be your friend. They say to other people, you shouldn't be their friend, or they don't want to play with you, or they spread rumors about you. That's all social bullying. And then there's cyberbullying, which is online, where people who don't even know you are saying nasty things about you. So don't just think that bullying is just somebody pushing you or hitting you. There's all different types of bullying that if they happen to you, you want to try and make sure that changes by talking to someone.
That's the end of part one. We still have more to go. So get up, stretch a bit and go fetch your cup of warm coffee. And when you're back, you can press play. Welcome back. We will continue with this program. Here is the next part.
Now that we have a better idea on what these things mean, let's take a listen to the experience of those who have faced bullying.
Seeing that I'm a tracky patient, so at school no one really knows what a tracky is, so they'll be like, oh, the girl with a thing in her neck, or oh, she has a broken neck. And then they were like, for no reason, they bully my friends and like they make fun of them also. They take our stuff off for no reason. After school, he was like, all time calling me broken it, and then I snapped at him and told him to like shut up, and then he got angry and then he picked up a small rock and then he threw it at me. But then I phoned my nurse, Sister Booth, and then she phoned the school. Then I spoke to my sir, and then my sir spoke to the whole class but about the bullying, and now like the children in class, they calmed down. So they don't make fun of me anymore. I have a very good friend, her name's Tineba. So once this boy was making fun of me and then she got angry and then she told him to stop and now he just leaves me alone. Oh, and I tell the girl that sit next to me, Sara, I tell her everything and then she'll like give me advice, tell me like I mustn't take notice of them, I must just like calm down and breathe and ignore them. It makes me feel like when I was younger, I had a lot of friends, and now because of the tracky, like, I lost most of them because people make fun of me, so, like, that's not really easy.
So I had experience with bullying a lot of times at school. People would tease me about my condition, rapping, you know. For example, I've been teased by another guy when I was watching a song, and then I was like, yo, what do you think about my song? And then he was like, yo, you can't rap, look how you look and all that stuff. But that didn't break my spirit down. I'm still rapping now. But that moment, that I was heartbroken. I think that people will bully other people's condition. I think it probably is because in their family, there's probably no one who has condition. Or maybe they never have experienced environment with people who have condition. So I think that's why for them, it's seen as it's a funny way of seeing other people in a wheelchair, for example. Consequences for me, as I experienced a lot of bullying, more or less like depression, anxiety, lack of sleep, I think also, and also overthinking. You know, it's like these words of that person is buzzing through your head. So for me, I had anxiety, depression. I was thinking a lot. What helped me was listening to music, writing songs.
I have had experience at school where these boys in my school, they always bully me. They call me names and make fun of me a lot. They mainly call me names because I have sinus. When I blow my nose in classroom, then they say, ew, there's that elephant, snot elephant, the one at the snot factory and stuff like that. It makes me feel very sad and humiliated. Sometimes I ask myself if I can go to the toilet because I just want to have some time to be alone. I tell them to stop bullying me, stop calling me names, but usually if I do, then they would want to fight with me.
So I have had experiences in bullying because of my condition, you see. So when I burnt, going back to school, I thought, like, what do they think of me? Yeah, I have bandages, I have scars, I'm different to everyone else and things. But when I started, there was like a couple of those clowns that calls names and like, yeah, look at your skin and your skin is burnt and you're different from us. And at first it got to me, so I was like, okay, so I won't have friends and things. But then I realized that I don't really need you to tell me what you think about me. Because whether you tell me that now, you tell me tomorrow, if I shake it off, it has nothing to do with me. Because I know what my goals are. And I know what I need to reach my goals, you see. So if I'm going to let small negative people like that affect me, that's going to put me one step back because then I have to overcome that again. You see, so it's like I would just block them out completely. And I told them, yeah, call me what you want. You don't know my story. When I actually told them my story, then they were like, wow. And then many of them apologized and things. And the thing is, people are quick to judge a book by its cover, you see. But once you actually tell them this is what happened or this is the things that I've been through, they actually realize that you might have all the scars and things, but inside you're quite strong. Because even though you went through all that trials and tribulations, you still succeeded through that and you're still here today living your best life.
You just listened to the next part, but there's still more to go. So take another break, and when you're back, you can press play. Welcome back. We will continue with this program. Here is the next part.
Bullying is something that can deeply affect the person and can cause harm to them, their friends, and their family. So let's talk about the advice that we can give to those who are being bullied, to parents, to teachers, and to the bullies themselves.
If you are being bullied, don't be scared. Stand up for yourself or tell someone you trust. Or if you're at school and they're bullying you and you have a bully box, write about the situation or tell your parents. Or just ignore them. A bully box is like, if people at school are treating you different than they treat other people, you write a letter and then the principal will check it and then they will speak to that person that's bullying you.
I would really like to say to the children who are being bullied, wherever they are, whatever school they go to, that they should tell someone and stand up for themselves. The children with disabilities, some children are in wheelchairs or crutches or just have speaking disabilities, which I have heard of, that they shouldn't feel ashamed by who they are because their difference makes them special, and they should stand up to this bully or tell somebody about it.
So because there are so many different types of bullies, it can be hard to know the best way to confront the bully you're faced with. And I think the stories that are described in this podcast are really great ways of showing how there are lots of different creative ways of approaching bullies. And I think it's not about getting into a fight with bullies, but about giving respect and dignity to all people. And that means even bullies. So talking to them in a calm way, trying to understand their position. But if you feel like you're being threatened and people are being nasty to you, then getting support when you talk to them with an adult or a teacher or a friend can be a helpful way of doing that.
The teachers should listen to the children because, I mean, some people might not want to talk about it. So it's like they would be bullied, but they don't feel like they have the courage to actually speak it out. So it's like they would take as much as they can and then explode all at once, you see. So it's like try and build a relationship with the learners so that you can like have one-on-one conversations with them.
The advice I would give to teachers is that if they know somebody's being bullied, they should look an extra eye on them and try to stop their child from being bullied and solve the problem.
I think the parents shouldn't be like, why didn't you tell me that and why didn't you tell me that? Because I've experienced it, so parents always have this idea like, I'm your mother, why didn't you tell me that? So I think they should take it easy and comfort the child. Take it step by step and like get the problem, speak to the person who was the bully, and also sort the problem out instead of shouting at the children like, why didn't you tell me that?
You want to look out for changes in your child. You want to see if they're eating or sleeping differently, if they're feeling depressed or withdrawn or isolated that they didn't used to be. Try and understand why. So it's useful to try and talk to them about this, but you should know that they might not immediately open up. It might be hard to talk about. So giving them a comfortable, safe space is going to be helpful. It can be helpful to speak to a teacher if you think it's happening at school to try and hear from them. And then the other thing is cyberbullying. So that can be very hard to detect, and it can be useful to be aware of what platforms your child's on and think about that it might be happening not just in a physical way, but online as well.
People can stop bullying by just leaving the person. If they have a condition, like a medical condition, they shouldn't make fun of them because it makes them feel bad about themselves. And if a child is bullying you, just tell your parent or teacher.
The advice I'd like to give to bullies is it's pointless bullying the next person because that's not going to make you feel any better. It might make you look quiet in front of a group of friends, but one-on-one, you're not going to succeed as a person if you're pushing the next person down.
I do think that bullying is a problem in schools because it makes some children suicidal, have anxiety, depression, things like that. And I feel like everyone should just be friends and know that they are all fine and perfect just the way they are.
thank you for taking your time out to listen to this program. This was put together by RX Radio, a radio station by and for children, situated at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. Please visit our website www.rxradio.co.za for more amazing programming. Enjoy the rest of your day.